If you could have dinner with anybody in history, who would it be and why?
It's a great question. It's a number I would love to eat with.
It probably would be Walter Payton. Nice. You know, I'm a running back, and he was a great running back, probably the greatest I ever played. So I would just want to know what made him very successful, not only his work ethic, but just, you know, little things in the game that he picked up that, you know, I'd want to learn.
Sean Taylor. That was my favorite player growing up. You know, I kind of tried to model my game after him. You know, he was a special talent. You know, he was everywhere on the field and played hard, fast, and physical the whole game. So if I could, I would do it with him.
Bernie Mac. You know, one reason I can say that's my favorite comedian.
Probably all the Temptations together.
For me, I'd have to choose Rihanna just because, you know, she's an amazing singer and a performer. And I just feel like she'd have some pretty interesting things to talk about. And I also have a huge crush on her, so that's awesome.
People are going to make fun of me for this one, but I'm going to have to say Shania Twain. We've already had this kind of like Twitter debate going on. But yeah, when I was like 8 years old for my birthday, I gave her roses on stage, and it's been kind of my like celebrity crush ever since.
My dad loves him, so I grew up with him, and that's all we watch. That's it.
Martin Lawrence.
Why Martin?
He's one of my favorite comedians, either him or Michael Blackson.
First question you'd ask.
Oh my God, I'd have so many.
How you do it? What are some of the things you looked at on film? What are the keys you looked at to be successful and play at a high level that he did?
Can they still do it? Can they still get down?
I probably actually wouldn't be able to talk because I would just be, you know, so amazed by her presence.